Mystery Ireland with 200 metres to go has got the cup won from Farrago. Glitter and Gold charging on now as No Apology into a place, but Mystery Ireland for Harry Coffey bolts it in by four lengths.
What a horse. I said before, he deserved to win a good race. I was very nervous with the ground, but Harry gave him a beautiful ride. Snuck up the fence when others were trying to get off, and he brained him. That was super. I just had that worry about the gluey ground, but he was too good.
He was too good, all right. Lovely ride by Harry Coffey, but the way he won, Shane might have been able to throw his leg over and get the win in the Warrnambool Cup yesterday. Harry joins me. Congratulations, mate. What a moment.
Yes, thank you, Michael. It was. Great performance. Great to be involved, but pretty special for Jacko and his young family. It's pretty cool having them there. The boys love getting to the races, and then obviously Lindsay and his team and Lindsay's daughter Mia were strapping. So all round happy days.
Yeah, huge week for Lindsay and his team as well, with Tuvalu winning the Wongooma race. He'd want to win. Was Shane Jackson confident before the race, because he went out a $14 chance, but he won like he was a twos on pop?
He was confident. The horse was humming and going pretty good, but he's a little bit of a sook in funny ground, and that ground was definitely funny. So by the end of it, you didn't know where to go. It was obviously pretty on pacey, and we just didn't know whether he was going to get through that sort of tough ground that can be hard for horses to gallop in. And, I just went out there with a plan to make him travel, keep him confident, and see if he's got anything left at the end, and that's what happened.
I know he's been around the block a few times, Mystery Ireland, but that was such a dominant win. What do you think he could go to next?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's been a long preparation, but the beauty of Warrnambool is you can keep him up a long time. And he went to Mornington and ran well, but probably didn't run as well as he has been. And I was a little bit unsure exactly how he was going, but it's quite a unique track, Mornington. Some horses thrive on it and some don't. And obviously, Jacko was just forgiving of that and was keen to have a runner in his hometown cup. And, the boys, you know, before that track really ended up playing how it did, they were pretty confident. I remember, because I went home Wednesday and I was leaving Tuesday, and as I was walking out, Lindsay said, make sure you come back Thursday, mate. So that was a good enough push for me.
Gee, that is a nice little push. We should have spoken to you beforehand. tell us about what it was like to ride on that track, because I know the punters were throwing form guides into the bin. What was it like from a jockey perspective?
A bit frustrating, very confusing. Went out and walked the track the start of Thursday, and obviously the rail movement was probably something that had to happen, but it was just cast by everywhere, the whole lot. But I had a little bit of a chat with Johnny Allen, and he said, this was before the cup, he said that he walked the whole circuit and still down on the rail along the back straight and around the bend was still dynamite, and it had held up really well. And then from the 600 and 800 onwards, it was cast everywhere. So that probably meant that horses that were travelling along the fence or in a forward position before it was full go time were advantaged. And then once we got into the straight, it was just cast everywhere. And it was who had the most energy left at the end after getting through all the different parts. So it was a little bit frustrating and a little bit confusing. And it wasn't Warrnambool that we're used to. It wasn't wet. The track was quite dry, and it just raced really tired. And, I'm sure the club are keen to do some work and try and make it better for, the years to come, because it's such a great carnival, and it was just a little bit unfortunate how it all played out with the way the track played this year.
So in layman's terms, can you explain to the listeners and the punters why that inside was so much quicker than anywhere else?
Well, obviously I wasn't there in the days leading up, but it just looked like the track down on the inside, especially around the back straight and around the top of the bend, especially on the first day, was holding together a lot better. It walked pretty normal, but it looked like it was going to chop out in parts that moisture had sat more. And then obviously once it chops out, that's when it makes it difficult for horses to get through. And the inside was just holding up a lot better. And then once the inside chopped out, there wasn't as much moisture in it as well. And then once it opens up, it dries out even quicker. And it's sort of, you know, there's not a lot of grass to gallop on, but once it opens up, it dries even quicker. And as I said, if there's not much moisture there to start with, well, then you get a really drying surface. So it wasn't pleasant and it wasn't nice to ride on. There was a lot of kickback.
Mm.
But, yeah, in previous years, it's been really wet, which just provides a heavy bog. And, you know, we end up going everywhere. But this year it was a little bit different. There hasn't been a lot of rain about. It's been a pretty dry autumn. And unfortunately, that's probably what brought the surface undone.
It's going to be a dry day at Caulfield tomorrow. There's a chance it could be a good three as well. And you've got a big book of rides. You kick it off with Enna's Dream in race number four. And we haven't seen her for a while, but we know she's got ability. Last crack at the Group 1, 1,000 guineas, and really good form before that. Have you done anything with her in the build-up to her return?
No, I haven't. Haven't done a thing. So, got to sit down and do some homework today and watch some jump outs, but she's got some really nice form. And, you know, I think she may have been coming to the end of it in the big race at the end of last prep. So I'll watch her trials, but my manager assures me that she's been going well, and Alex is pretty keen to see how she goes. So that's a nice pickup for me.
Race number five, Scissors Step. We spoke with Tony earlier this morning. May not run depending on how firm the track is, but if it does go around from gate one, you think it'll be in the finish?
Yeah, well, gate one helps, makes things easier, like what happened in the Warrnambool Cup. But yeah, going well, trialled the other day at Bendigo and went nicely, but just a fast horse, and when gets things to suit, you know, can really let rip. So, but yeah, obviously the team will be monitoring the track because like a little bit of give. So have to see what goes on there, but looks like get a good run from the good gate.
Race number six, you got Rip Roar, who has shown ability in the past. Can it bounce back tomorrow?
I'm hoping so. I don't know what happened at Mornington. Travelled strongly throughout and then didn't give a yelp from the 600. To me, I thought he didn't handle the unique style of Mornington up and down hills and around tight bends. And once the pressure built up around us at the 400, he put the white flag up pretty badly. So it was almost too bad to be true on what his best form is. So I'd assume with a style of race that doesn't have as much turning and pressure involved and a nicer run, hopefully he can bounce back.
You've got Belle Plaisir, who, if she runs with a bit of sting out of the ground, will be hard to beat as well. What can you tell us about your old man's horse in race eight, Cayuga Breeze, who's only had five start, lightly raced gelding. Obviously, it's a big step up in class, but must have shown you something at home.
Yeah, well, firstly about Belle Plaisir, if she runs and there's a bit of give, which we're hoping for, but obviously it's going to be dry, she's probably my best, so hopefully something happens. But with Dad's horse, he's been real keen to bring this horse down to a three-year-old staying race. And then as each day's gotten closer, I can feel in the waters he's backing out. So I'm not sure he's fully going to run just yet. He said he's going to sleep on it and have a think about it, but just a horse like him, he needs everything to go right, especially going up in grade and up in distance. And when we drew that bad barrier, it looks like I'm either going to have to pull off a miracle of a ride to give him a nice run, or, we might have to wait for another day for a better barrier so he gets an easy, cheap setup just behind the speed. But, yeah, the horse himself, we've been pretty surprised with what he's done. He's very consistent and tries hard. When they're learning on the job and not very experienced, good barriers take you a long way, and he's not getting that tomorrow.
All right. Well, it's a name to follow, though, by the sound of it. And then Jacone as well, you need to get a run on the last, so fingers crossed you do.
Yeah, he won really good the other day, but looks like he might be up against it to get a run. So if he gets a run, I'll be wrapped because the horse is flying. But if he doesn't, I'll be in the car on the way home. So either way, it's a win-win.
You might have an early day home. Hopefully you get a good few rides tomorrow and a winner as well. Harry, well done again on lifting the Warrnambool Cup yesterday.
Thanks, Michael. Good to chat, mate.
Good on you, H. Harry Coffey, the superstar himself.